few more beats of Newt's breath's wings, and he dropped Hiccup sprawling on the deck of the Lucky 13. He then whirled round wearily and flapped back to try and help his master. Stoic was doing surprisingly well without his help, considering he was fighting a lone battle against increasing numbers of scullions. Normally this would have resulted in one dead chief in about 10 seconds flat. You have to remember that Stoic was 40 and very, very fat. But with the Stormblade in his hand, Stoic seemed to have been transformed. He was awesome. Yelling the spine-chilling hooligan yell, eyes crazy with bloodlust, he performed the fighting against superior numbers manoeuvre with spectacular success. This is a highly complicated pirate fighting skill that only the most coordinated and brilliant fighters can carry out. The pirate takes the double-headed super axe in his left hand and whirls it around his head in a continuous circle that the enemies are unable to penetrate without getting their heads chopped off. At the same time, with the right hand, the pirate lunges out of the defensive circle with his sword to attack the enemy. As you can imagine, if you've ever tried to rub your stomach with one hand while patting your head with the other, this attacking while defending skill can only be carried out by the most brilliant and coordinated of Vikings. Scullion after scullion fell down dead around Stoic as he walked slowly forwards. But a continuous shining wave of the creatures had poured onto the beach and were cutting off his route to the boats. It seemed impossible that he could make it through the sheer mass of them all, and Newt's breath, though flying as hard as he could, was still too far away to be any help. And then, to the complete astonishment of the watching hooligans, their corpulent, creaky old leader leapt onto the back of the nearest scullion. The creature madly twisted and bucked, trying to throw him off, but Stoic held on grimly, gripping with his powerful thighs alone so that he could reach down to right and left, dispatching scullions with sword and axe. He cut his way through the mob, riding the maddened beast right into the sea, for all the world as if he were astride an ancient old broken-in dragon steed. When the creature finally bucked him off in the shallows, he turned the fall into a belly flop forwards, checked for a moment to stow away the sword and the axe, and swam like fury for the boat. The whole wide bay and the immediate horizon was now filled with thousands and thousands of these beasts from hell. It was like a vision out of your worst nightmare. But the scullion stopped at the water's edge and stayed there howling and shrieking furiously. So angry were they that they started turning on the weaker members of their pack, and a few of the creatures were ripped to pieces in front of Hiccup's eyes. The hooligans cheered and cheered and cheered. Stoic was very pleased with himself. He acknowledged the frantic applause, wiped the blood off the Stormblade onto his shirt, and kissed the clean blade. And then he threw back his hairy head and roared like an animal. And so wild did he look, with the sword in his hand and the blood on his shirt, that Hiccup barely recognised his own father.